So with business cards, when you go to a business networking meeting, there's always a few people dishing out business cards and asking for each other's number. And immediately when you're talking to that person, it's very different when you get a business card or when you go back to your office or your home and then you look at the business cards, it's quite different. And I think the business card is quite an important tool, really. And looking at startup businesses, quite a few people tend to go for the free business cards. So a few of the, if you're not already aware, a few of the free ones, well, the main one is Vistaprint, and then there's something called Moo cards, I think, as well. They're not too bad. They're okay. It comes with a stamp at the back with Vista card on it, and you just pay a little bit more. Those are not too bad, really, at all. Vistaprint seems to be the popular one. Then there's Optimal Print as well. Those are quite easy to find if you just type in free business cards in Google. Now, what's quite interesting is that when people don't usually give the actual design a thought if they're gonna do that. And I think if you're getting a designer to do it or whether you're doing it yourself, it's quite important to have a look at some of the features of what's going on, like anything, whether it's a major graphic design piece or a web design piece. Business cards are the same. The content is always key, no matter what. And the kind of information that would go on a business card is quite important. It's got to reflect who you are and it's got to reflect what you do, but that can also apply to the kind of content that you give. So the basic do's and don'ts for a business card are just to figure out whether your clients, if they're large contractors, would be interested in looking at social media websites or not. And if not, then don't use the Twitter or Facebook on your card. Quite a lot of modern entrepreneurs and social enterprise business owners may feel that they want to connect with the audience and the community out there. And if they do podcasts, audio booths, blogs, have a website, then all that needs to be connected and linked together. And the business card would need to have that on it as well, and those details. It's quite important to have your name on it, your title, the web address, and your office number. If not, then your mobile number. Definitely an email address if you're giving out a website address. And anything more than that depends. Those are the basics. And what I'd probably suggest is trying to put that all on one side and then leave the other side fairly blank, just with your logo on it, so that and use your colours correctly so that the branding's there. Now to move on to a slightly different sort of area that people don't think about, because we can get carried away with the design of it and what colours to use, but that's essentially just about branding. What's really important is to remember, if you're an artist giving out a business card, chances are you'd like a piece of art of yours that you've created on the card, and to give out maybe a few pictures on the business card. And this isn't usually the way to go. However, I do know that different types of people in different fields and different businesses do design their business cards in different ways. Now, this isn't unusual. This is perfectly fine if this is what other people in your field are doing. And this is the bit where you need to research this. Now, what's also interesting is that people don't give that side a thought and then don't connect that up to having an attractive business card for their target market. So let's say you're an artist and you've done an artist business card and it's got a few pictures on it, and that's what all artists do, then that's fine because you're fitting into your field and it looks like an artist's business card and that's what you want. But when going to a client, and potentially a large client especially, then you have to consider, is it the right thing to give business to? It's not necessarily the right thing to do because your target audience may not like that kind of business card, or it may not give off the right information. So it's finding a nice balance. And the main thing I would suggest is just to strip it down, not to have any pictures on it, and it's really not the way to go, no matter who you are. It's just a case of pointing someone and signposting someone to somewhere where they can find your images, and that's what a business card's used for. So don't fancy it up, just keep it to what it is, really. Keep it simple.